brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Constitutional law expert, man Ron Paul calls the expert, Bruce Thine, will be joining us to get into the unbelievable presidential power grab Congress is trying to hand Obama for perpetual war, torture, secret arrest, and murder of even U.S. citizens. CDC admits flu vaccines don't work. Big news on that front. Also, CNN reporting that the World Health Organization is having to admit that, yes, cell phones are giving you brain cancer. Folks, we've all gotten addicted to them. We've got to use hands-free. That way it just gives our kneecap, you know, where it's sitting beside us in the car, cancer. We've got to stop putting them up to our heads. We've got to use the Bluetooth. Because just the radio wave wireless isn't that bad, the studies show. It's that microwave. It's a microwave relay pulse system that's very powerful. But it's just like putting water, putting poison in a water tank. Cows, deer, sheep, they'll come up and drink because it's odorless, it's tasteless, and they'll watch other sheep around them dying, and they'll still come and drink right next to a dead sheep in the mud. And I'm the same way. Been using cell phones for a long time, since college I got one. I use them. I don't talk a lot on them. I don't talk for long periods on them. Like my dad. My dad is glued to his, talking to his patients and people, and doing prescriptions. And my poor daddy just lives on it with a microwave relay tower right up against his head. And he needs to stop it. I hung out with him and barbecued yesterday, and he was creeping off on that cell phone. I said, I got landlines right here. But I know they're little computers. They got all the numbers for you. They got the messages. They got it all stored. And it also surveils you. I got to do something. I think I may just get rid of the cell phone. But then when I'm on trips and things, they don't even have pay phones anymore. See, they make killing yourself so easy. They make being surveilled so easy. I don't even plug a hands-free into it. My buddy Jimmy Vaughn does. He and his wife, I'm friends with them, great folks. I notice they've got those plug-in phones, so it's at least away from you. It's like a regular phone. But see, I won't do that. I'll talk the talk, but I won't walk the walk. I'm pathetic. We're going to Sean in Australia next, but first let's go to Dave in Maryland. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Thanks for letting me come on. Hey, I've got a little bit of information here I wanted to pass on to you. It'll take a couple minutes. I've done my homework on some of these right-to-carry gun laws. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, and I found out something. I've been talking to the Department of Natural Resources, the state police in Maryland and West Virginia, and they confirmed what I already knew. It's about black powder-type weapons, like flintlocks, muzzleloaders, percussion muzzleloaders, and cap and ball pistols. They don't fall under the 1933 or the 68 Gun Control Act. Therefore, you can strap a cap and ball pistol on your person or wear it concealed and walk anywhere you want without.
By the way, a 44 or a 357 black powder six shooter. I mean, you can load those baby up. They are almost as deadly as a regular white powder. They are incredible firearms. You can also buy them without the NICS check.
Right, and there's not a dang thing they can do about it if you want to strap her on and carry it. So I propose that everybody go out and either get a 36 or a 44 caliber, learn how to load it, utilize it, how to shoot it, and wear it. This will break those people from sucking eggs.
Well, there's nothing more powerful than demonstrating, even when they say we can't. There's nothing more powerful than wearing guns openly. And that totally freaks Chris Matthews out, because if they're having to show rallies with people wearing guns everywhere, then the general public goes, well, wait, how's that legal? The drama I watch, the cop show I watch, the fiction I watch, shows people being arrested every episode for owning a gun in their house. See, they create the perception it's illegal so they can then ban it. Do you see what's going on?
Be like Pancho Villa. Wear it outside on us so the whole world can see it and be proud.
I love that Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard song. Oh, do you want us to play that when we come back for you? We'll see if John Harmon can find it. And I never played You Got to Stand for Something or You'll Fall for Anything. We'll play that after we take some calls. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seemed. She began to cry when you said, sank into your dream. Macho was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as far as steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Macho met his match, you know, the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words.
Oh, but that's the way it goes.
Oh, but that's the way it goes.
Okay, let's go back to your phone calls right now ahead of constitutional law expert joining us with the final nail in the Republic's coffin. That's how Ron Paul put it last week. Total dictator powers the Congress is trying to give the office of the presidency. Unbelievable. But it's happening. Sean in Australia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Look, hey, Alex, calling in from Western Australia via Skype. I've got to say, you are dominating the info war, while at the same time you champion the freedom movement on a global scale.
Well, we're dominating the fight against the globalists because there's red-blooded humans worldwide who have a passion for liberty beating in their heart, and nothing will quench it but freedom.
I agree. Well, look, I was unaware of your issue that you brought up about the farmland being taken away. Well, to me, it's clearly an unmitigated power grab supported by a nonsensical theory. And I reiterate, anthropogenic global warming is a theory. I'm a geophysicist, and I'll say on record that anthropogenic global warming is a pure hoax.
But wait, the UN says 2 years ago at Copenhagen that the sun has no effect on climate, so they waved a magic wand, just like they say levels hundreds of times safe levels are now safe at Fukushima. They wave a magic wand. They say it's caused by cows' flatulence, and so now we've got to put a tax on your cows.
Well, I mean, anyone who believes that is clearly unreasonable. Look, this land grab is a move to cripple the ability of Australians to live off the land and to make agricultural enterprise financially and now practically unfeasible. That's how I see it.
That's right. Half the farmland announced last year to be off limits for people that currently own it and are using it. Where is that fight going right now in Australia?
Well, to be honest, as I said, I was unaware of it until I heard it on the broadcast. So
that's what I thought. I wasn't sure. Well, that's all over Australian news. Just search. It's even Sky Television with the reports. The best way to find it is Farmer on Hunger Strike in Australia, and that should bring it up for you.
Okay. Well, check that out. See, I struggle to watch the mainstream news, and I can't handle watching.
No, I know it's painful to watch them, but you got to watch the enemy. You got to know what they're up to.
Yeah, you do. Well, this is why I've called in. Look, it's obviously my first time on. I want to be quick, but I need to carefully frame the points that I want to make. I've called in to give you a breakdown of how I see the events ensuing in terms of our level of potential intervention. First, I've got to commend the New Hampshire lawyer representing the 9/11 victims' families who recently called into the show and directed us to his phone calls transcript with the senior investigator of the New York District Attorney, Cyrus Vance Jr. The guy's pretty impressive. He wasn't going to back down, and his control of the conversation was very good. Look, it's obvious why he called in to the DA's office and why he called into the show to tell us. It was directly related to what Dr. Pechenik said on your show on the 4th of May. Now, my breakdown of the ensuing events...
Yeah, I'm trying to follow what you're... Hold on, I'm trying to follow. I vaguely remember a caller pointing out that Cyrus Vance Jr., who Pechenik had actually worked for his dad when he was Secretary of State, so I see that tie-in, and I mentioned that here on the show, that the caller was saying he called Cyrus Vance Jr., I believe he said, and that they're ready to talk to Pechenik. And so Pechenik said they know where to get me, that they should contact him if they're serious. And is that what you're talking about?
Correct. He called into the DA's office. Look, I've got a different approach. I'm seeing it from a different angle. Okay, now, first I have to say that I logically operate in the context of the comprehensive model that people like yourself and Dr. Tarpley have laid out for us, which is the model of total tyranny. The model of incrementalized degradation of humanity, population control, the banker's debt colonialism, imperialism, and absolute insider corruption, which is sold to us as a psyop that claims that this model is classical capitalism and that the problems are due to the free market, which is the reverse of reality.
That's right. This is not a free market system. This is a crony insider mafia system. Then they blame all their crimes on capitalism and sell socialism as a solution when that's exactly what they want, is to communalize our wealth so they can steal it out of one pot.
Correct. Yeah, I totally agree. It's global corporatism. Now, with this model, you can clearly see the continuity of government across the NATO and UN countries as self-evident, just as it is self-evident that there is a false two-party paradigm, a ceremonial Congress and a pre-selected puppet president. Now, we've got this in Australia as well, no doubt. So one of the consequences of this very serious phone call after what Dr. Pechenik has told us And for those of us who see reality according to this model, we have to understand that the 9/11 narrative is a psyop, and that the behind-the-scenes intelligence, defense, and psyop think tanks need to be able to handle a transition from the current psyop paradigm and the war on terror to a new narrative. So obviously the current psyop is the false flag terror that was deployed on us in 2001. So a new narrative must be controlled and must maintain at least some level of narrative continuity so that the power elite do not lose total control of the masses.
Sure, it sounds like you're reading. I'm almost out of time. I've got to get to other callers, Sean. Bring it to a head for us.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that if the organization between the DA, Dr. Pechenik, and everyone comes to head, the prosecution, I believe, will only go ahead if the power elite are ready to make a transition from the current PSYOP to a new PSYOP. Because they work on a timetable. Now, their timetable, you know, as you can
see. Yeah, I don't believe the globalists want 9/11 truth to come out. They're still using that paradigm. They're still moving forward with it. That would discredit their entire system if that ever happened. Sean, sounds like you've got a lot of thoughts. Write an article up. Send it to us. If it's good stuff, we'll publish it at Infowars.com or put it on your own blog. Sounds interesting. Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on the air.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. Yep, sure am.
Hey, I've been a soldier of the New World Order since 96, man. That's when I went through the police academy there in Central Texas.
Yes, sir.
And used to listen to you on AM, thought you were quack, till a few years back. We had an emergency preparedness class that we took. We had a bunch of bigwigs from Gulfport and New Orleans come in talking about FEMA and Katrina. And we got to see the national ID card that no one else is supposed to know about because they'll think it's the end of the beginning of the end, I suppose. Just wanted to kind of say thanks for waking me up, and chose to be a cop, and I've seen enough stuff over the years where I've decided not to be. Joined Oath Keepers a couple years ago, and pretty much a traitor and an outcast with my peers and coworkers since then, and it's, I feel much
really,
better for
it. For saying you're going to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution, you're a traitor and an outcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Stay there. Don't hang up. We've got to go to break here, Eric. I want to come back after this break and talk about how you're a traitor and an outcast because you say you'll follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You'll do what you've sworn to do. You will stand for the Republic. I mean, that is a frightening statement, and so I want to hear some details of that. But I want to go out to break with a few minutes of this Aaron Tippett country song. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. This man says that he stands for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. These guys that think it's so evil and so bad, what do they stand for? Here it is.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble. If it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off our own bigger house if Daddy done more giving or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with the night. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
What does this republic stand for? What do the police stand for? If they're so scared of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, what country do they think they're living in?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, so Eric is a police officer here in Texas, says he's going to get out of it because he became a member of Oath Keepers a few years ago and talks about liberty and freedom, and he's become an outcast. Now, I get calls like this. I talk to cops on the street, you know, that pull up on their bikes or in their squad cars, and where routinely both of them are listeners. So I guess it depends on what department you're in or what unit or what group. But generally, they're trying to turn cops into enemies of the Republic. But a lot of police that I've run into are good men and women. But that is really scary, Eric, because I have squad car video, not just in my film Road to Tyranny, but in other clips I've been sent where it's their own video with their own microphones on their ties or on their uniforms where they find a pocket constitution or somebody brings up the constitution and the cops act like they found a dead baby or something. I mean, they act like they found meth dealers. I mean, they freak out in fear. And so I guess that same brainwashing that they're giving the police, I guess, extends to you. Don't they know that keeping your oath is what they've sworn to? I mean, how can so many police think that talking about keeping your oath is dirty?
Well, I get it, it's just a culture of us versus them, man. It's been that way since I went through the academy. You know, there's a lot of lip service on civil rights and people's private property, and really boils down to just a bunch of CYA information to keep the departments from getting sued. And unless you get into a specialized unit or you start dealing more with the guys that are in charge, most of the stuff they're involved in, I think, is kind of out of our pay grade on the street. When I saw these knuckleheads from post Katrina come in there with this emergency preparedness and joking about the national ID card and number of the beast, and I'm not a super religious guy, but I mean it struck me as like, well, wait a minute, you know, what is a national ID card for? And they proceeded to tell me that, you know, to restrict access in and out of emergency zones, and it was ridiculous. And I kind of was vocal about it at the class, and that's kind of where it started for me, because I noticed the guys looking around like I was some kind of a, you know, fruitcake or right winger or something. And
sir, have you seen Road to Tyranny? Because I have stuff pre-9/11. It was sent to us in 2000 by a firefighter. It's in Kansas City, where I was on still on AM radio. And the room's full of police, firemen, sheriff's deputies, and the FEMA guy, looks like a special forces type guy, is bad-mouthing Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. Anybody that talks about freedom's probably a terrorist. And the cops are nodding and agreeing. And it's like, I mean, it's so alien. This is the heart of America that they are saying is now bad. Don't cops know that when there's a foreign banking takeover, bad guys are going to come to them and tell them the good guys are the bad guys? I mean, look at FEMA. They cut the police communication lines so the cops couldn't aid the public, so the feds could come in and take over. That's now on record.
Well, that's the Thomas Jefferson quotes and George Washington and all that. It must be a regular speech they give, because that's the same tripe they told us in that meeting.
Oh, so they were demonizing the Founding Fathers.
Absolutely. And so my sheriff, the guy I worked for up till recently, last couple of months, went, I guess, to the Sheriff's Association meeting there in Austin, I think is where it was at, I'm not sure. But they had an Oath Keepers booth set up, and he took some of their stuff and read it, and he came back, and he was joking to me about it out at the range about these Oath Keepers. And I said, well, I'm an Oath Keeper. And the conversation came to a dead stop, and he looked at me, and he's like, well, you know, what are you saying? I said, well, I'm just saying that I'm, you know, I took an oath, and I'm going to defend it. And he said, well, if you do what your Oath Keepers say you're going to do, then you really can't have your job in some instances. And I was like, okay, man. I mean, it's just amazing.
So why did he swear an oath if it's so bad to follow your oath? I mean, don't they understand that if the Germans would have followed their oath, they had a pretty good oath as well, that none of that would have happened? I mean, don't they realize that they're swearing an oath because police are either guardians of liberty or pure tyranny? I mean, it's the same. I mean, don't they understand cops are bad in Mexico or North Korea? Don't they get that?
I swore that same oath, and when I recited it, I was waiting to get my badge. And I think that's what happens to a lot of guys. Just something you say, and it sounds patriotic, and then you move on, and it's us versus them, and everybody's bad, and we're the good guys, and we're the thin blue line, and all that garbage. You know, but when you grow up a little bit, and you've seen enough of it, and you start questioning things, then right there you've stepped out of that, I wouldn't say code of silence. Now, of course, this is not a blanket statement for all police officers.
No, I understand. Eric, I'm just curious, what jurisdiction are you in?
Well, I was out in West Texas till a few months ago, and I'm now working on the pipeline. I've left it, and I actually worked up in north of Austin for many years and went out to... You know what?
We've got a guest coming up, but I want the guest to hear this. When we come back, just briefly to Bruce Fine, tell him the type of stuff they say about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. I mean, we have it on video, but we want to hear it from you. And then we'll bring our guest up to comment on what you say. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the federal government is using HARP to create an earthquake along the New Madrid fault line? The invisible magnetic pulses kill birds and fish. They want a major catastrophe so that can call martial law in America. Those working for world government will stop at nothing to accomplish their desire. Get ready, America. You're under attack from within, and very soon will be from without. When we're weakened, they will attack. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Well, here's the good news. A whole bunch of other states, including Utah, are saying they're going to call the federal bluff on the TSA groping inside the pants and outside the pants of men, women, and children. Texas had caved in, but now in the special session, Rick Perry did not ask for the bill, though he claims he supports it, to be brought back up, even though it passed unanimously, to then be killed by Perry's minion, Dewhurst, in the Senate, according to senators who blew the whistle on him, like senior Senator Dan Patrick from Houston. But now Dewhurst, under incredible heat, is asking Perry to put it back in the special session. Why didn't Perry do that on his own? But that news is all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The point is, the fight is on. Now, Bruce Fein, who is one of the leading constitutional law scholars, advisor to Congress, Ron Paul, says that he's a big follower of Mr. Fein's take on things. He's quoted on the cover of the Constitutional Peril saying, Bruce Fein is one of the most important legal minds in our time. We're going to be talking to Bruce here in a moment. But finishing up, Eric, I have the training manuals. I have the videos that police sent us, not just the manuals, saying George Washington bad, Thomas Jefferson bad, Ron Paul bad, Bob Barr bad. Anybody that talks about the Constitution, bad. I mean, but you were saying that you were taught the same stuff in Texas with Mr. Fine listening. Tell folks the type of song and dance you were told about the Founding Fathers.
Well, essentially, I was told to be on the lookout for anybody that espouses that, because they're probably right-wing extremists, and those are one of the folks we need to look for. And this was before I'd even read a MIAC report or anything else. And so I think it's pretty much a standard. They go around the country, you know, and they're in the process of militarizing all of us. I mean, every cop wants to get on SWAT, and they've got all the good toys, and I've done it. I've been on SWAT for years, and it's just got to the point of being ridiculous. You know, it really has. And
well, all over the country, they're announcing that they're going to SWAT team even for unpaid speeding tickets. So it's just,
well, they're using the fear of all these officers that have been getting shot lately. They're using that to stoke our fears, and we go in heavy-handed, and that's.
But you know what's going to happen? That's going to lead to more people who are going to start fighting. You see how it's a self-fulfilling prophecy?
It is. It exactly is. It absolutely is.
All right. Well, God bless you, Eric, and we appreciate your call. Too bad you decided to get off the force because of all of it, because it would be good to have good folks in there. But I don't want to second-guess your decision. I certainly couldn't do it. Now, Bruce Fine is chairman of the American Freedom Agenda, founder of the Bruce Fine and Associates, the Lynchfield Group, author of Constitutional Peril, The Life and Death Struggle for a Constitution and Democracy, and weekly columnist for the Washington Times. Mr. Fine graduated with honors from Harvard Law School in 72, clerked for the prestigious federal court, served as special assistant to the Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Legal Counsel and Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust, Assistant Director for the Office of Legal Policy, Associate Deputy Attorney General, General Counsel of the Federal Communications Commission, Counsel of the Joint Congressional Committee on Covert Arms Sales to Iran, Visiting Fellow for the Constitutional Studies of the Heritage Foundation, Adjunct Scholar for the American Enterprise Institute, Guest Lecturer at the Brookings Institution. Mr. Fine specializes in constitutional and international law, is a frequent witness and advisor to Congress, and is a regular guest on national TV and radio. And we appreciate Mr. Fine joining us today. Ron Paul said, quote, Bruce Fine is one of the most important legal minds in our time. So a congressional level constitutional law scholar. Going over this, we've got a constellation of issues to cover. But, sir, looking at 3 months ago, Obama following the U.N. directive, saying for the prestige of the U.N., he didn't need Congress. Congress servile comes to them last week and says, here's secret arrest, killing of American citizens, total power, we make you Caesar. And how did the emperor respond?
Well, he responded by disdaining the idea that he would even accept congressional crowning of powers that he had already stolen when he had proclaimed that he may unilaterally use the military anywhere he wants in the name of regional stability, the credibility of the UN Security Council, an overflow of refugees, humanitarian causes, indeed anything that he thought was disturbing on the planet, which was the most egregious usurpation of legislative power in the history of the United States. And he does that without blushing, without recognizing that he now has become the King George III, which was the object of our revulsion and repudiation in 1776. And it's truly astonishing when your former viewer or participant has said that our founding fathers are being scorned. They're being sneered at. This is basically the counter-revolution, if you will, the Napoleon, the 18th of Brumaire, for the United States of America. And indeed, it's true. We have lost the Republic on the installment plan. It's not something that happened overnight. It's been an ever-increasing encroachment of executive authority and military supremacy since the Mexican-American War of 1846 to 1848. And now we've got a political culture that is passive, that is defeat, that accepts vassalage in the name of making us risk-free. And it's quite something that would be shocking to the Founding Fathers, is all I can say.
Ron Paul last week said this is the final nail if this goes through. And Obama says, I don't even need that power. I'll do whatever I want. I've got the UN. I mean, is this not, Bruce, you said the greatest power grab, the most unconstitutional action in our history. And I have to agree with you. I mean, on its face, it's a total statement. Break down what's happened, what is now unfolding, and why you use words like that to describe it.
Well, think of this hypothetical. Suppose the president of the United States, whoever it is, could be a Republican or Democrat, Obama or Bush or someone else, this evening goes on national television and he says, I've got secret intelligence that shows that unless I suspend the Constitution, declare martial law, and impose the military as supreme over the civilian courts, we will suffer another 9/11. And therefore, I will try to restore your liberties as soon as possible, but right now, I've got to be king. If the president did that, I think our culture would accept it. I think there would be no cry for impeachment and removal from office, and no outcry that this is a usurpation and total capitulation to fear and to dictatorship. This would be something that the American people would shock their waiting for Caligula to get to be the president. Obama's not yet Caligula, but as soon as one arrives, we have now set the precedent and the political culture that will indulge a dictator.
Now, Bruce, your cell phone was breaking up right there during that key point. Please repeat the last 60 seconds of what you were saying.
What I'm saying is that the Congress of the United States, the American people have cultivated, have accepted a political culture that will accept a dictatorship the next time we have a Caligula in the president as opposed to Obama. That is, in the name of being made safe and risk-free, they will accept vassalage and whatever the president ordains is needed for their safety, they will accept. And that essay is the final, if you will, representative death knell to the republic when the people are no longer willing to fight for their liberties. It was said by John Quincy Adams, one of our former presidents, that the glory of a republic is liberty. The glory of an empire is domination and dominion. And I think we have now jumped into the empire rather than the republican phase of our evolution.
Now, Bruce, when you say Obama is no Caligula, clearly the office has taken on endless wars, torture, secret arrests, warrantless wiretapping, quite Caligulan-type attributes, but it is this puppet-financed president, this office that now has these powers, and the Republican and Democratic parties are always wanting to heap more of these powers onto them, and we see the hyping of the threat of terror and you know, turning it into a fetish of jingoisms, where it's a new religion to be the land of the cowards, the home of the slaves. And so we're already there. I mean, there could be an event any day. And I think the general public is starting to wake up to a certain extent, but only to the fact that there's a problem. They have no idea just how bad it is. And a lot of people think, well, tyranny just means our government will go kill some brown people. But with that tyranny, you have the waivers for insiders to not have to get insurance, but your company does. You have the $4,000 fines for trimming your crepe myrtle tree. You have to get an environmental assessment for a fireworks display. I mean, we see the dam breaking and tyranny at every level just pouring in. Your comments on that?
Well, I think what you've stated is that the precedent, the intellectual theories of a complete dictatorship that we typically associate with, say, Stalin or Mao in China are there. It's just that, and I'm not saying that in an individualized way, all the particular horrors that you've identified, torture, detentions without trial, indefinitely putting American citizens on assassination lists without any judicial checks, military commissions that combine judge, jury, and prosecutor in lieu of civilian courts, they're all there. But right now, the victims are largely in isolated communities. You know, they're the Muslims, they're the underprivileged who largely dominate the all-volunteer force who are sent abroad to give that last full measure of devotion so a political minion or a president can avoid saying, I lost the war. You know, totally giving their life up for virtually nothing. All those are there. It just isn't as widespread as you would expect as we associate with the horrors of a full dictatorship. But I say it's the earmark of a mature people to recognize when the precedents have been set and to draw the line there before we've fallen off the entire cliff. But the path to the cliff it has been laid, as you said there. It's just a matter of time unless we retreat before we fall over.
Can you comment on the Supreme Court really breaking down the Fourth Amendment 2 weeks ago. The Indiana Supreme Court saying, quote, officers can come in your house without warrants for any reason or no reason at all. That's a quote by the Chief Justice. New Mexico Supreme Court just ruled cops at traffic stops can take guns from law-abiding drivers for no reason. I mean, right now there seems to be a coming out of the closet. They built the tyranny, you know, over the hill, but now they're rolling this juggernaut directly at us. Your comments on that, and why is there such a orgy now of hiking their leg on us, demonstrating the tyranny? What is precipitating that?
Well, it's all part of this seamless philosophy, if you will, that better safe in a vassal than be free and have the tiniest amount of risk. And let me just sort of put as a background here to these observations the extension of the Patriot Act, the three provisions that are largely completely shown to be useless over 10 years in preventing any act of international terrorism, but all of them deviate from the fundamental Fourth Amendment principle that you don't disturb someone's privacy until there's probable cause to believe complicity in crime. And that has just been thrown out the window.
And they're now admittedly thousands of times per state a year using the Patriot Act and non-terror related.
Oh, yeah. Most of the Patriot Act authorities are going after drugs or organized crime or things that have nothing to do with international terrorism here, or deportation, you know, immigration crimes. But to go back to where we began as a country, it was in 1761 that James Otis was denouncing British writs of assistance. They were general warrants that enabled all the petty officers of the British to rummage through people's homes and businesses searching for contraband, etc. And the king at that time said, well, if you're innocent, then why do you care whether we come into your bedroom, you know? And, you know, if you have nothing to hide, let us be Big Brother and surveil every nook and cranny of your existence. And founding fathers said, well, we are born with unalienable rights, and one of those is liberty. And you do not have a right to encroach on our liberty unless you shoulder the burden of believing we're involved in crime. We don't need to justify our liberty. It's inherent of breathing and respiring as a human being. And that was the spark that led to the revolution, according to John Adams. So the Fourth Amendment, this idea of the right to be left alone, was not a marginal element of the revolution. Indeed, it was every bit as central as no taxation without representation. And the general idea was that the threshold of the government, you know, into your privacy, was only authorized when there was probable cause to believe you or evidence was indicated of a crime.
And that brings us now to the TSA. FBI can't stick their hands down your pants without a warrant. What are the feds doing now on the streets, school proms, if you haven't heard, running wild, first outside the pants, now in the pants of Miss America in Dallas? Are they not openly trying to set the precedent and break our will?
Well, yes, they're trying to get us accustomed to the Big Brother state, you know, to read George Orwell's 1984, that if there's it's a variation of what Dick Cheney called the 1% doctrine. It's even worse, you know, it's about the 1,000,000%. That is, if there's a millionth of percent that something is true, you treat it as an absolute certainty, like the force of gravity, and proceed apace. And you could think that if any ordinary person lived his life with a 1% theory, you'd never get out of bed. If you treated everything as absolutely true, that was 1% or less likely to have happened, you know, you'd be frozen and paralyzed with fear.
Yeah, you could have a car wreck. Your children could be killed, and you've got a thousands of times better chance of dying from that than from terror, but now we've got to give up all of our rights because of terror. Very well said. What about in New York State, and they've introduced the bill, that all of the hotel cleaner people have to wear panic buttons because all men might be rapists because Dominique Strauss-Kahn might have grabbed a woman's rear end. I mean, this idea that government's going to keep you safe with a panopticon of surveillance, who keeps us safe from them?
Yeah, exactly right. Who's going to guard the guards, you know? And I do not trust you. And you always remember this. The government can always do more mischief than any particular individual can. That's why if you choose between the two dangers, you accept the danger of the individual, because the government authority and ability to destroy your life is many-fold more than any individual. And that doesn't say that there's not going to be tragedies. There are. That's what life in some sense is about. It's inescapable. But
would you rather face the danger of the mob or somebody in the street or a big organized government? Look what governments have done last century, killed hundreds of millions. Looking at Ron Paul's speech, the last nail in the coffin, and Ron Paul almost breaking down saying this is just so over the top. Why would Congress in a servile way run to Obama and say we want to make you king?
Because Congress, given it's so supine, cowardly nature, it rejoices in escaping responsibility for anything. That's why you get line item vetoes. Give all the power to the president, and then you can't accuse us of doing anything wrong because we didn't decide anything except the potted plants that will adorn, you know, our offices and our committee hearings. And that's where we've come to. It's a phenomenon of the founding fathers, as genius as they were. They didn't quite comprehend that one branch could be some so steep that would readily kneel in glee and clap at the surrender of their powers. But that is what is going on. Your audience would be stunned to know that when the Bush administration went to Congress, unlike Obama, and did get authorization for the use of military force in Afghanistan after 9/11, and did get authorization through delegation to fight the war in Iraq, the members of Congress were outraged that they were asked to vote. They said, hey, don't make us vote on this. That's bad. You just do it on your own. If it turns out bad, we can criticize you. So that's where we've come to. And until the American people vote out of office, all these ciphers there who do not want to do their homework and discharge their responsibilities, it's going to persist. But ultimately, unless the political culture changes at the grassroots and the American people say, I'm not voting for a member of Congress who isn't going to take account of these major decisions.
Tell you what, Bruce, stay there. Bruce Fine's our guest. Final segment coming up. Constitutional law scholar. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currency, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Folks, some Americans think empire and tyranny and torture is sexy. When the government doesn't have to follow any laws, in every case, it will rob you seven ways to Sunday. It will conscript your children as military chattel, you name it. And on every front, this country has political cancer. and talking to constitutional law scholar. His latest book is American Empire Before the Fall. That's his new book. And we're now here at the Empire. We were talking during the break about Ron Paul's speech, but also the training manuals, the videos, the cop that called in earlier where they demonized the Founding Fathers. I mean, if I was a cop and they were demonizing the Founding Fathers, I would know you're demonizing America. But they truly think America is bad. It's such a mind trick. How do they do that, Bruce?
Well, it shows how a political culture can warp words and original meaning. I say just like they did in George Orwell's 1984. You know, the Ministry of War is the Ministry of Peace. And so even though the Constitution bequeathed a republic, remember Benjamin Franklin, a republic, if you can keep it, the culture has warped the words and the meaning of the document. So now what was intended as a republic is now an empire. We saw it in a little different way, too, during the 100 years of Jim Crow after the Civil War. Equal protection, non-discrimination then meant white supremacy, and it took really a cultural revolution with many very brave people dying, including freedom riders, et cetera, before the original meaning returned. And that's where we are today. To my mind, to try to denigrate and demonize the Founding Fathers is somehow unfaithful to our mission as a country. And the last time I read about somebody who did that, we called them Benedict Arnold. And Benedict Arnold was viewed as a traitor and not somebody who was loyal to the United States. And these are the sentiments that would have lied people to King George III and fighting against George Washington at Yorktown, fighting against George Washington at Saratoga, etc. So, again, this is truly shocking, and it shows in what disrepute and contempt our Constitution is being held, and yet it is our birth certificate. It is our North Star if we're going to keep away from the ruination that has afflicted all empires.
In closing, do you concur with Ron Paul's analysis that this, if allowed to continue to go through, is the final nail in the coffin?
Yes, I do. We're standing at the Rubicon, and if we let this pass without rebuke, you know, the president just deciding the heck with the war powers resolution, the heck with the law, I do things on my own, then it's just a matter of time, again, before we have someone who's as bad as Caligula and will then overtly suspend the Constitution, list doing it on the installment plan, and we will be back to where we were when we were fighting in 1776, a retrogression of 235 years.
Well, that's like the Fed saying there's no states' rights. Why do we even have states? That's like the state saying, government saying that they run the parents. Why even have parents? I mean, why even have a House and Senate if we're going to have this? I mean, it's history is repeating itself. Historically, in closing, what type of horrors generally come from this direction we're going in?
The horrors come when we suspend trials. People who are politically unpopular suffer persecution, not for what they did, but for what they think. And all of the privacy is invaded, and the police are the law rather than being subject to the law. Again, all empires fall to ruination in particularly different ways, but the most decisive element is this. In a republic and in our Constitution, the individual is the center of the constitutional universe, and liberty is foremost, and government is there to secure the unalienable rights of individuals. In an empire, government is first. Big and bigger and stronger government is the center of the constitutional universe, and anything that can make government bigger and stronger in the name of safety goes. And that's exactly where we're headed if we do not draw the line here and it was a so-called retreat into the safety of the republic that the Founding Fathers so nobly
sacrificed. Bruce, stay there. You've got to go find. If not, we're back in 1 minute. I want you to talk about solutions in a final 5 minutes straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.